ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. ஜிஜ்ஞாசாதிகரணம் அதாதோ ப்ரஹ்ம ஜிஜ்ஞாசா. ஜன்மாத்யாதிகரணம் ஜன்மாத்யஸ்யயதஹ. சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாதிகரணம் சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாத். சமன்வயாதிகரணம் தத்து சமன்வயாத். ஈக்ஷத்யதிகரணம் ஈக்ஷதேனா சப்தம் கவுனச்சேன்னாத்மசப்தாத் தன்னிஷ்டஸ்ய மோக்ஷோபதேசாத் ஹேயத்வ அவசனாச்ச ஸ்வாப்யயாத் கதிசாமான்யாத் ஸ்ருதத்வாச்ச. ஆனந்தமயாதிகரணம் ஆனந்தமய அபியாசாத் விகாரசப்தான்னேதி சேத் ந ப்ராச்சுர்யாத் தத்தேது விபதேசாத் மாத்ராவர்ணிகமேவ ச கீயதே ந இதரஹ அனுபபத்தேஹே வேதவ்யபதேசாச்ச காமாச்ச ந அனுமானாபேக்ஷா அஸ்மின்னஸ்ய ச தத்யோகம் சாஸ்தி. அந்தரதிகரணம் அந்தஸ்தத்தர்மோபதேசாத் பேதவ்யபதேசாச்சான்யஹ. ஆகாஷாதிகரணம் ஆகாஷஸ்தல்லிங்காத் பிராணாதிகரணம் அதயேவ பிராணஹ. ஜோதிஷ்சரணாதிகரணம் ஜோதிஷ்சரணாபிதானாத் சந்தோபிதானாத்னேதி சேத் ந ததா சேதோர்ப்பண நிகதாத் ததாஹி தர்ஷனம். பூதாதி பாத பாதவிபதேசம் உபபத்தேச்சைவம் உபதேசபேதாத் நேதி சேத் ந உபயஸ்மின்னபி அவிரோதாத். பிரதர்தனாதிகரணம் பிராணஸ்ததானுகமாத் ந வக்துஹு ஆத்மோபதேசாதிதி சேத் அத்யாத்ம சம்பந்த பூமா ஹ்யஸ்மின். சாஸ்திரதிருஷ்ட்யா து உபதேசோ வாம தேவவத். ஜீவ முக்கிய பிராணலிங்கான்னேதி சேத் ந உபாசா த்ரைவித்யாத் ஆசிரிதத்வாத் இஹ தத்யோகாத். சர்வத்ர பிரசித்தியதிகரணம் பாதாட்டு சர்வத்ர பிரசித்தோபதேசாத் விவக்ஷித குணோபபத்தேஸ்ச அனுபபத்தேஸ்து ந ஷாரீரஹ. கர்ம கர்த்ரு விபதேசாச்ச சப்த விசேஷாத் ஸ்மிருதேஸ்ச அர்பௌகௌகஸ்தாத் தத் விபதேசாச்ச நேதி சேத் ந நிசாயத்வாத். ஏவம் வ்யோமவச்ச சம்போக ப்ராப்திரிதி சேத் ந வைசேஷ்யாத். அர்த்தாதிகரணம் அர்த்தாச்சராச்சரகிரகணாத் பிரகரணாச்ச. குஹ்ய பிரவிஷ்டாதிகரணம் குஹாம் பிரவிஷ்டாவாத்மனோஹி தத்தர்ஷனாத் விசேஷணாச்ச. அந்தரதிகரணம் அந்தர உபபத்தேஹே ஸ்தானாதி விபதேசாச்ச சுக விசிஷ்டாபிதானாதேவச்ச ஸ்ருதோபனிஷத்க கத்யவிதானாச்ச. அனவஸ்திதேஹே அசம்பவாச்சனேதரஹ. அந்தர்யாமி அதிகரணம் அந்தர்யாமி அதிதெய்வாதிஷோ தத்தர்ம விபதேசாத் நச்சஸ்மார்த்தம் அததர்மாபிலாபாத். ஷாரீரஸ்ச உபயோ உபயேபிஹி வேதே நைனம் அதீயதே. அத்ருஷ்யத்வ அதிகரணம் அத்ருஷ்யத்வாதிகுணகஹ தர்மோக்தேஹே. This is the 21st ஸ்லோக of the second பாதம் of the first chapter. So from the next class onwards, we will not be repeating the first பாத. We will be only saying the second பாத before we start the class. Otherwise, we will be only repeating the sutras for a long time. So now we have completed the 21st sutra of the second pada of chapter 1 of Brahma Sutra, in which the Mundaka Upanishad mantra from the first mundakam, first section, sixth mantra was taken up for discussion, namely, yattadadreshyam, agrahyam, agotram, avarnam, achakshuhu shrotram, tat apanipadam, nityam, vibhum, sarvagatam, susukshmam, tat avyayam, yad bhutayonim paripashyanti dhiraha. And in this mantra, we get the definition of Jagat Karanam is Akshar. And what was the controversy? The word Aksharam is a loose word. It can apply to Pradhanam or Prakriti or Brahman itself. In Mundaka Upanishad itself, and also in Bhagavad Gita, the word Aksharam is used in the meaning of both Brahman and Maya. And therefore, the doubt is whether Jagat Karanam Aksharam of Mundaka Upanishad Mantra 6 of first section of first chapter is Prakriti or Brahman. In the first sutra of this Adhikaranam, we saw that Vyasacharya points out that Jagat Karanam Aksharam is Brahman only. Because the specific features of Brahman, namely omniscience, is pointed out in Mantra 9 of Mundaka Upanishad, first chapter, first section, while Prakriti can never be omniscient since it is Jada. So after seeing the first sutra, we saw certain points in the Bhashya of Shankaracharya, where we further saw 5 objections raised by Sankhyas to establish that Jagat Karanam is Pradhanam only, and we also saw the answers to all the 5 objections. Now, Shankaracharya gives some more reasons in support of our conclusions. That is, the Jagat Karanam is Brahman only. In support of that conclusion, Shankaracharya gives some more reasons. And we see 4 arguments to support this. And of these 4 arguments, the first argument we already completed. And what was that? The first argument is, in the 5th and the 6th mantras, the Upanishad presents the knowledge of Jagat Karanam as Paravidya or Akshara Vidya, which is superior to Apara Vidya, that is said in the Mundaka Upanishad. And we should ask the question, why there are 2 names? And Shankaracharya says, Apara Vidya is binding knowledge, and it brings out limitations more and more. Whereas Para Vidya is superior knowledge, being liberating knowledge, moksha sadhana. So Akshara Vidya is Paravidya, which is Moksha Vidya, and therefore Brahma Vidya. So Akshara Vidya is Paravidya, Paravidya is Moksha Vidya, Moksha Vidya is Brahma Vidya. So if Aksharam is Prakriti, Aparavidya will be Prakriti. So it will be Prakriti Vidya, and therefore knowledge of Prakriti will not liberate. So knowledge of Brahman alone will liberate. Therefore, Brahma Vidya is Paravidya, is equal to Akshara Vidya, and therefore Aksharam is Brahma. So the students in Mundaka Upanishad, they approach the Guru and they ask the question, what is that knowledge by knowing which everything else is known? And the teacher says, Paravidya as that knowledge that gives Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnana. By knowing one thing, you will know everything. So Akshara Vidya is Paravidya and is equal to Sarva Vijnana Prada Vidya, which can give knowledge of everything else. So having this equation, what can be then Aksharam? Aksharam is Brahman only, and then Brahma Vidya is Paravidya, and Brahman knowledge will give knowledge of everything. Suppose if you take Aksharam as Prakriti, what happens? Prakriti Vidya is Paravidya, that will become, and is equal to Sarva Vijnana Paravidya. It will be equal to saying that by knowing this Prakriti, everything is known. Is it possible at all? By knowing Prakriti, we will know only Jada Amshama Prakriti. Prakriti is Jadam, Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, all that only we will know. You cannot know the Chetana Amsam of creation. By knowing the basic matter, you will know only material and not the Chetana Vastu. Chetana Amsha will not be known. So Brahma Vidya alone can give all the knowledge. By knowing Brahman, then only one can know Chetanam and Achetanam. This is a very important argument, which Shankaracharya will repeat in later portion also, we will see that. And the teacher has presented Akshara Vidya as Paravidya in Mundaka Upanishad. So the argument is whether this Brahma Vidya is this, whether this Akshara Vidya is Brahma Vidya or otherwise, that is the question. So when we go to the second section, Aparavidya is elaborated. So in the second pada, first chapter, the first mantra to ninth, so Aparavidya is said to be karma or upasana. And in the 11th mantra, Aparavidya, Vairagyam, they are all mentioned. And not only that, this person gets interest in Paravidya. Then he goes to Guru. Guru should teach Paravidya, and that is said in the 12th mantra. So the Upanishad says, Guru taught Paravidya, and instead of using the word Paravidya, the Upanishad uses the word Brahma Vidya, and from this we come to know Paravidya is Brahma Vidya here. So this is a confusion. So in the first section, we saw Paravidya is equal to Akshara Vidya, and in the second section, Paravidya is equal to Brahma Vidya. And from this, what do we infer? Aksharam and Brahman are one and the same. Therefore, in the sixth mantra of the first section of first Mundaka of Mundaka Upanishad, Akshara Lakshanam should be taken as Brahma Lakshanam. This is the third argument. And then comes the fourth argument, which Shankara says in the introductory mantra. The Mundaka Upanishad begins by saying, there is a famous mantra there. What it says, Om Brahma Devanam Pratamaha Sambhabhuva Vishwasya Karta Bhuvanasya Gopta Sa Brahma Vidyam Sarva Vidyapatishtam Atharvayam Jyeshta Putraya Praha. This is the first mantra, Mundaka Upanishad. And the Upanishad says, Brahma Vidya was taught. And later, having introduced this in the fifth and the sixth mantra, the Upanishad talks about Paravidya and Aparavidya. So Brahma Vidya is taught, that is what is said here. And later, fifth and sixth mantra, the Upanishad talks about Paravidya and Aparavidya. So Paravidya is Akshara Vidya, and Aparavidya is Karma, Upasana, Vidya, that knowledge. And Paravidya is Akshara Vidya, and what is Aksharam is the question now. Sankhya says Aksharam is Prakriti. Now Sankhya has come back. He says Aksharam is Prakriti. So if so, where is the scope for discussing Brahman at all? There is no scope for studying Brahma Vidya at all if Aksharam is Prakriti according to Sankhyas. So if there is no scope for Brahman, then the first mantra will become meaningless. So if our interpretation is taken, then Brahma Vidya is Akshara Vidya and Akshara is taken as Brahman, then it will all make sense, the first mantra. So what do we conclude now? Paravidya is Brahma Vidya and Brahman is Aksharam and Aksharam is Brahman alone and not Pradhana. It's not adequate to just say Aksharam is Brahman. It is Brahman alone and not Pradhanam or Prakriti of Sankhyas. So now let us go to the second sutra of this Adhikarana. Visheshana Veda Vibhadeshabhyam Chanetarau. This is the 53 shloka sutra of Brahma Sutra and 22nd sutra of this Pada. First, let us do the general analysis of the sutra. And here, what is the debate? Whether Aksharam Jagat Karanam, is it Prakriti or Brahma? Which is defined in the sixth mantra, first section of first Mundaka of Mundaka Upanishad. So Akshara cannot be Prakriti, that we argue. Whereas Sankhya calls Prakriti as Pradhanam, and Sankhya Pradhanam is Vedantin's what? The Pradhanam or Prakriti of Sankhya is equivalent to Vedantin's Maya. That we have to know clearly. The Pradhanam or Prakriti of Sankhya is Vedantin's Maya. So half of Brahma Sutra is negation of Sankhya philosophers only, as I mentioned in the introduction itself. And he derives Pradhanam as the whole world is kept in Pradhanam alone. When? At the time of Pralayam. So Prapancha Layasthanam is Pradhanam. When the entire world is resolved during Pralayam, where they go, they all resolve into Pradhanam or Prakriti. And our controversy is what? Whether Aksharam is Pradhanam or Brahma. And here Vyasacharya says, Aksharam is neither Pradhanam nor Jiva. We can have a doubt. Aksharam is imperishable. And Jiva is apparently seen imperishable. And in the second sutra, he says, Aksharam should be taken as Brahman and not Jiva or Pradhanam. So Aksharam is not Jiva because of special description of Aksharam given in the another mantra in Mundaka Upanishad, in the second Mundakam, in the first section, the second mantra. So everything should be going all over the place. So what is that? Divyohe Murtaha Purushaha Sa Bahya Abhyantaraha Hiyajaha Apranohe Manaha Shubraha Hi Aksharatim Parataparaha Shubraha Hi Aksharat Parataparaha. So where it is that Akshara and Brahman are different. Aksharam is described as Prana Rahitam and Mano Rahitam. Without prana, without manas. So every jiva is called but a prani. Because we all have got prana. So we are all called prani. Prani is not just only cow and all, we are also pranis. So jiva is endowed with prana. Jiva is saprana. It's not a prana, but saprana. Aksharam is defined on the other hand as apranaha, amanaha, shubraha. So it has no prana, no manas at all, aksharam. And aksharam is different from jiva. It is not pradhanam. Aksharam is not pradhanam, different from jiva. For this, the sutra says, the Upanishad itself describes aksharam as different from pradhanam, from prakriti. Because the fourth line of this mantra, that is relevant. The Upanishad very clearly says, aksharat parataparaha. Aksharam Brahma is different from Pradhanam Prakriti. Therefore also, because of this mantra, Aksharam Brahman is not Pradhanam or Prakriti. That's the word analysis. That's the general analysis. Now let us go to the word analysis. This sutra has how many words? 4 words. So, Visheshana Veda Vipadeshadhyam is one word. It's a compound word. We will split it later. So Visheshana Veda Vipateshadhyam and then Cha and then Na and then Itara. And then we have to supply one more word to complete this sutra. That is Aksharam we should supply. So now what happens now? Adrishtyatvadi Gunakam Aksharam. Aksharam endowed with all these Adrishyam, Agrahyam and all that, all those gunas is Aksharam. That is to be understood. Then Na Itara. Na is one word, itara is another word. It's not anything else. So, Visheshana Beda Vipadesha Abhyam, that one compound word, on account of the mention of Vipadesha Abhyam, on account of the mention of the distinctive attributes, Visheshana Bedaha, and differences. And next word is Cha, Cha means and also. Na, not, it is not. Not what? Itara, the other two. Itara means the other two. Other two are what? Jiva and Pradhana. That is, the Aksharam mentioned in the 6th mantra of the first section of the first Mundaka, in the Mundaka Upanishad, is not Jiva and Pradhana. Now, let us take the first word, the compound word. Visheshana Bheda Vyapadesha Abhyam. One word. It's a compound word. And first, this Visheshana. Visheshana means it's a specific description. Visheshana. So that alone defines Brahman and differentiates it from all other things. So it is a special description, specific description of Brahman. Therefore, it is called a specific description. And what is that? That is given where? In the second mantra of the first section of the second Mundaka, of Mundaka Upanishad. With respect to mind and prana, it talks about. It says, apranohi amanaha. It is the specific description. That's the mantra that I just read. Apranaha hi amanaha. That is the specific description. Because of the specific description, what happens? Jiva is negated. Because jiva is endowed with prana and manas. So if aksharam should not have prana and manas, then it is jiva is negated naturally. It cannot be jiva. Because jiva is not apranaha and amanaha. Whereas jiva is sapranaha. So it is different from pradana. Then beda vipadeshaha. Bedaha means distinction, difference. Difference from what? From pradana. So vipadeshaha means statement or reference. We can call it a statement or a reference to that. So beda vipadeshad means because of the mention of the difference from pradanam or prakriti. And where that is mentioned? Second mantra, first section, second mundaka, fourth line. Why we have to be so specific is the words are used in so many places and based on the context, the meanings will be very different. So we have to be extremely specific what interpretation we give for which word in which place. We have to be precise. Whereas aksharam, pradhanam, therefore aksharat paraha means Brahman is beyond pradhanam. Aksharat paraha means in this particular shloka, aksharat paraha means Brahman, aksharam Brahman is beyond pradhanam. So when you join these two sentences, how do we translate now? Visheshana bheda vyabhadesha abhyam, that compound word, how are we going to interpret now? Because of the specific description of aksharam as prana less, mano less, and also because of the mention as different from pradhanam, because of these two reasons, akshara is neither pradhanam nor jiva. It is Brahman only. This is the second sutram. And cha means also. And why it is also? Because in the previous sutra, that 21st sutra that we saw in the last class, one reason is given as what? Dharmoktehe. What is that sutram actually, if you remember? Adrishyatvadi gunakaha dharmoktehe. That is the 21st sutra of second pada, first chapter. And therefore, because of this reason also, in this sutra, the word cha is put. So, visheshana bedam, vyapadeshabhyam. This is a little small detail, but we don't have to worry about it, but just I'll say for the sake of it. So, this is a compound, this is a samasa, and it is visheshanancha, Beda Vyabadeshascha. So Visheshana Beda Vyabadeshav Tabhyam. So it is actually fifth case Panchami. It is Ketvate Panchami because Bhyam, actually the word Bhyam can be third case, fourth case, fifth case in many of them. So we need not have to go into the details, but here it is Ketu, the reason. Now let us see the third sutra now of the same Adhikarana. Rupa Upanyasascha. Rupa Upanyasacha. 23rd sutra of the 54th sutra of Brahma Sutra. As usual, we'll do a general analysis briefly. Here also, Vyasacharya says aksharam is Brahman alone. It's all entire thing is aksharam is Brahman. It is neither jiva nor pradana. Jiva means jivatma nor pradana. The reason given is what? Because Vishwarupa Varnanam of Aksharam, Aksharam Brahma, that occurs in Mundaka Upanishad. Mundaka, we all think Vishwarupa Varnanam comes only in Bhagavad Gita. Actually, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna borrowed it from here. Vishwarupa Varnanam of Aksharam, Aksharam Brahma, occurs in Mundaka Upanishad. In the second Mundaka, first section, we get Srishti Prakarana, creation. And the Upanishad says, Aksharam Brahman alone has become the entire creation. Aksharam is Vishwarupam. Tadetat satyam yata sudiptat pavakat vispulingaha sahasrashaha prabhavante sarupaha tata aksharat vividaha somya bhavaha prajayante tatra chaivapi yanti. That is the first mantra. Tata aksharat bhavaha prajayante. Apiyanti. Aksharam Brahman alone becomes the entire creation. Tata aksharat bhavaha prajayante. That means the entire creation is manifestation of aksharam only, aksharam Brahman. Therefore, aksharam has Vishwarupam because the entire universe. And this Vishwarupam is described actually in two places in Mundaka Upanishad. In the fourth mantra of the first section of the second mundaka. What is that mantra saying? అగ్నిర్మూర్ధ చక్షుషి చంద్రసూర్య దిశ శ్రోత్రే వాగ్ వివృతాశ్చ వేదాః వాయుః ప్రాణః హృదయం విశ్వం అస్య పద్భ్యాం పృథివీ హేష సర్వభూతాంతరాత్మ. ద హెవెన్ ఇస్ ద హెడ్ ఆఫ్ అక్షరం. ద సన్ అండ్ ద మూన్స్ ఆర్ ది అక్షరం సాయిస్ అండ్ ద ఫోర్ క్వార్టర్స్ ఆర్ ద డైరెక్షన్స్ దే ఆర్ ది ఇయర్స్ ది వేదాస్ దే ఆర్ హిస్ వాక్ అండ్ ద ఎయిర్ వాయు ఇస్ హిస్ బ్రెత్ అండ్ ద యూనివర్స్ ఇస్ హిస్ మైండ్ ద ఎర్త్ ఆరిజినేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ ఫీట్ వెరీ ఫీట్ అండ్ హీ ఈస్ ద ఇన్నర్ సెల్ఫ్ అంతరాత్మ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ దిస్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ దేర్ సిమిలర్ టు యాక్చువల్లీ ద విష్ణు సహస్రనామ ధ్యాన శ్లోక విచ్ వి ఆర్ వెరీ ఫెమిలియర్ భూపాదౌ యస్య నాభిహి విగదసురన్లస్ చంద్ర సూర్యౌ చ నేత్రే. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ద 11th చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ భగవద్గీత ద విశ్వరూప దర్శన యోగ ఈస్ ఆల్సో డ్రాన్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ సూత్ర ఓన్లీ. దిస్ విశ్వరూప డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఈస్ గివన్ ఫార్ ది బ్రహ్మన్ ఆర్ ఈశ్వర అలోన్ నాట్ ఫార్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ నాట్ ఫార్ జీవ ఆర్ ప్రకృతి ఆర్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నెవర్ గివన్ ఫార్ ప్రధానం ఇన్ ద ప్రధానం మీన్స్ ప్రకృతి ఆర్ సాంఖ్యస్. సో ఇన్ ద విశ్వరూప డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ది లాస్ట్ లైన్ దట్ ఈస్ గివన్ ఇస్ వాట్ సర్వభూత అంతరాత్మ. ప్రధానం ఈస్ నెవర్ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ యాస్ ఆత్మ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ వన్ ఎనీవేర్ బికాస్ ఆత్మ ఈస్ చేతన వస్తు sentient. Therefore, Vishwarupa description applies only to Aksharam Brahma and not to Aksharam Pradhanam according to Sankhyas. So not only in the fourth mantra of the first section of the second mundaka, it is repeated in the 10th mantra of the first section also of the second mundaka. Purusha eva idam vishvam karma tapaha brahma paramrutam etatyaha vedam నిహితం గుహాయాం సహా అవిద్యా గ్రంథిం వికిరతి ఇహ సోమ్య. పురుషః ఏవం ఇదం విశ్వం విశ్వరూపం ది ఎంటైర్ విశ్వం విశ్వరూపం. హౌ క్యాన్ ఇట్ బి ద డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రధానం దెన్? దేర్ఫోర్ ది అక్షరం ఆఫ్ ద 6th మంత్ర ఫస్ట్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఫస్ట్ ముండక ఈస్ వెరీ క్లియర్లీ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఓన్లీ. Also in the second mundaka, first section, 6th mantra and the 10th mantra also. And the description is what? Sarva Bhutam Antaratma, and it manifests in the form of creation. Sarva Bhutam Antaratma as the indweller. So all these descriptions do not fit into Jiva and also Pradhana. Because Sankhya has tried to attribute Aksharam as Pradhana. It cannot fit into Jiva also. So it is only Brahman. And this is the general analysis. Now we will go to the word analysis. There are two words in this sutra. One is called Rupa Upanyasat is one word. Rupa Upanyasat is also a compound word. And Cha. And we supply actually three words to complete the sutra. What are the three words? Aksharam, Na, Itara. Na, Itara we borrowed from the previous sutra also. So Aksharam, Na, Itara we have to supply. So what is this now? Rupa Yoni Aksharam Na Itarav. Rupa Yoni means the Jagat Karanam Aksharam. Jagat Karana Aksharam Na Itarav. It's not anything else. Why? Adrishyatvadi Aksharam Na Itarav. Aksharam is not the other two. Itarav, Itarav is dual. So it is not the other two. Other two are what? Jivam and Pradhanam or Prakriti. Rupa means here Vishwarupa. And Upanyasa. Upanyasa means description. Description of what? Of Akshara. Not in either Sundarakandam or anything. So Rupa Upanyasat means, why I mentioned Sundarakandam is this. Today is Ramanavami. So Vasantra Navaratri, Sundarakanda Parayanam people do. So because of the Vishwarupa description in the fourth mantra, first section of second mantaka, and also the 10th mantra of the same mantaka, the of Aksharam, and Cha. Cha means again also. Also or and. So Rupa Upanyasate. So Brahman alone is the description of Aksharam and not Pradhanam or Jiva. So with this, the third sutra is also over. Now we let us conclude this Adhikarana. Adhikarana, again, we have got the rules for how to conclude the Adhikarana. We have got five parameters to fulfill. Vishayo Vishayaschaiva, Purva Pakshastatottaram, Sangatischaiva Panjangam, Shastre Adhikaranam, Smritam. That shloka we'll be repeating many times, as I told in the beginning itself. So Vishayaha means the subject matter. What is the subject matter of this Adhikaranam? Occurring in the Mundaka Upanishad, fifth mantra of the first section of the first chapter. That is the subject matter for which the definition occurs in the sixth mantra. Actually, just to understand, the word Aksharam does not come in the sixth mantra. Even though we have been discussing about the sixth mantra all along, but the word Aksharam doesn't come there. It comes only in the fifth mantra of Mundaka Upanishad. What is that mantra? Tatra para rigvedo yajurvedaha samavedo atharvanaha adhravavedaha shiksham kalpaha vyakaranam niruktam chandas jyotisham jyotishamiti. All those atha para yaya atat aksharam adhigamyate. Aksharam adhigamyate. That aksharam comes only in the fifth mantra of the first mundaka, of first section. And for this word aksharam, occurring in this fifth mantra of Mundaka, the description only is given in mantra 6. And because it gives the description only there, we have to only understand whether that description is a controversial description or it can be understood straightforward. That is why the entire analysis happens. That is why it found place in Brahma Sutra. If there is no controversy, no place in Brahma Sutra at all. And the second factor is what? Samshaya. Samshaya is the doubt. What is the doubt? The word can be applied to many things. It can be applied to Jivatma, Pradhanam, Brahman, all of them, Akshara. And what is the Purva Paksha? The main Purva Paksha, the objection to that? Aksharam is Jivaha or Pradhanam only and not Brahman. That is the Purva Paksha's view. Sankhyas. And what is the Siddhanta? Vedantin's description is, this description tallies with Aksharam Brahman only and not to Jiva or Pradhanam or Prakriti. And the fifth factor is called the Sangati. And as I told you, Sangati is a technical term. So we have to only, it's enough if you understand that this sutra is placed in the right place. Right place means what? In the second pada or the first chapter of Brahma Sutra. So after the previous Adhikaranam and before the later Adhikaranam. So they are all the place. For each one of them, there are justifications. Now let us go to the next Adhikaranam. Vaishwanara Adhikaranam. Vaishwanaraha Sadharana Shabda Visheshat. That is the sutra. Vaishwanaraha Sadharana Shabda Visheshat. That is the sutra of this Vaishwanara Adhikaranam. And it is this Adhikaranam is known as Vaishwanara Adhikaranam, one of the very big Adhikaranams of Brahma Sutra. This contains sutras from 24 to 32. All come under this one Adhikaranam. And this inquires into mantra according to occurring in the fifth chapter of Chandogya Upanishad. So earlier we dealt with Mundaka Upanishad in the previous Adhikaranam. Now we are going to Chandogya Upanishad, the fifth chapter of Chandogya Upanishad. And also the 18th section, second mantra. So in the fifth chapter of Chandogya, there is a type of upasana called Vaishwanara Upasana. And Vaishwanara Vidya also it is called. It's a well-known upasana. And it is the same as Vishwarupa Upasana. So whether we call it Vishwarupa Upasana or Virad Upasana or Vaishwanara Upasana, all mean the same. So here the description of Virat or Vaishwanara as Vishwarupam is given. Where in this mantra? 5.18.2 of Chandogya. And the mantra is also a Mula mantra for the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga. So the description given in this mantra is what? Almost paraphrased also in the Vishnu Sahasranama Dhyana Shloka that I just said there. Bhupadav Yasyanabhihim Vigedasuranilas Chandra Suryav Chanetre. Almost a close description of this mantra only there. And let us first see the background of this upasana. We'll do it. Actually, we are going to do it, but at some other point. And this topic here is what Vaishwanara Upasana begins with mantra 5.11.1. That is fifth chapter, 11th section, first mantra of Chandogya up to the 24th mantra. So this section begins with there's a story there. Five rishis or brahmanas, they join together and they decide to discuss Ishwara. So, you know, when they have satsangam, they talk about satvishayas. So the names are also given of all the five rishis. One is called Prachina Shalaha, another is called Satya Yajnaha, Indradyumnaha, Jana, and Budila. So these are all very, very, actually these names are not relevant here. When we did Chandogya, we went through all these names and all that thing also. And not only that, the names, who is his father, all those things also we saw when we did Chandogya. So even then I just mentioned here for the sake of our completion. So they, all these five, they raise a question. Kaha Atma Kim Brahma? What is Brahman, which is also known as Atma? Where the word Brahman indicates Ishvara, the Sagunam Brahma. You should be careful. These are all Upasana topics. Don't go to Nirguna. All are Sagunam Brahma. So because the Adhigaranam deals with Upasyam Brahma and not Nyeyam Brahma. Whatever I said it technically now. It is Upasyam Brahma and not Nyeyam Brahma. We already saw this also in the last class. Therefore, they want to do Brahma Upasana or Ishvara Upasana, all these five rishis. Therefore, they ask themselves, what is Brahma, which is known as Atma. And they approach another great rishi called Uddalaka Rishi. This Uddalaka name also is familiar to us when we read with the other Upanishads. And Uddalaka also does not know the answer for this. And he suggests, let us go and learn from one person called Ashwapati. This Ashwapati is a Raja, Kshatriya. And he is the father of Kaikeyi of Ramayana, who is known as a great Jnani. Ashwapati is a great Jnani. He is the father of Kaikeyi. And Kaikeyi is married to Dasharatha. And this, in Ramayana, Janaka is considered a great Brahmajnani. And also Ashwapati is also a great Brahmajnani. So in the Upanishad, the story is elaborated. Lot of things are said in that. And all six of them go to the Raja Ashwapati. And they glorify the king as usual. When these Brahmanas, when these Rishis and all, they go to the king, they go glorify him and all that. And generally the king also understands when they come, they may be coming in expectation of something because they may be planning to do a big yajna or something. So the king offers the Brahmanas very good dakshina and all that thing. He does all the upachara and takes care of them well. But they all said to the Raja that they have not come here for mani dakshina. That is dakshina of rupees or whatever it is, mani dakshina. But they wanted vidya dakshina, knowledge from him. Therefore, you should give what we want and what we want. We want Brahma Vidya and not money. The king then asked the Brahmins to come the next day. So all the rishis went back and they come the next day. And when they came there, the king said that it was not proper for them to do namaskara to him because now they are considering the king as a guru. Because they are Brahmanas and rishis, so they should not do namaskaram to Ashwapati, the king, even though he is a guru. So Ashwapati accepts them as Shishyas, and actually this is a convention even today also. For example, when somebody takes sannyasa at a very young age, or he becomes the Pitadipati at a very young age, normally in Shankara Sampradaya, mostly all the bachelors only, they become Pitadipatis at very young age when they are bachelors. As even right from actually our Shingeri's Sachananda Shivabhinavyanda Simhabharati Swamiji, he took sannyasa 8 years. So all these things happen. So at that age, when they have taken assumed the position of Pitadipati and became Jagadguru, then it is not proper for some teacher to teach them directly. So there is a convention. There will be also another student along with the Acharya, and the other teacher will teach that student and stay sitting with him, maybe slightly removed or whatever, then this knowledge will be gathered. So it is not directly given. These are some conventions. So we don't have to discuss all the details of these things. Normally people will go into that direction. So Ashwapati accepts them as Shishyas and he asks them, what was their understanding of Brahman? Okay, you all have come here to ask me what is Brahman, but what is your understanding so far? And they all described what they understood as Brahman and what they meant by the word Vaishvanara. They told that also. And each one says, one aspect of creation and claimed that is Vaishvanara. So one said heaven is Vaishvanara. Another one said the sun is Vaishvanara. Another one said air is Vaishvanara. Another one, earth is Vaishvanara. Another one, space is Vaishvanara. Based on whatever they thought, they understood. And after they presented their understanding, then King Ashwapati said, they are all wrong. So they all became like punctured tires. So each one had understood the part, but not the whole of Vaishvanara. That was what Ashwapati's comment to them. So Ashwapati said that he would give the description of Vaishvanara. And that is given in the second mantra of the 18th section of the 5th chapter of Chandogya. What is the mantra says? Tasya hava etasya atmano vaishvanarasya murdaiva sutejaha chakshur vishwarupaha pranaha pratagvartmatma sandeho bahulaha bastireva raihi prithivyeva pada urayeva vedihi lomani barhihi hridayam garhapatyaha manaha anvaharya pachanaha asyamam ahavaniyaha. All those things, this is what this mantra says. We'll see the meanings of this. So this Vaishvanara Atma has got the following limbs or the avayavas. So here we are going to dwell on two words, Vaishvanara and Atma. Vaishvanara and Atma. So what do they mean? Here Vaishvanara means Virat Purushaha, as I told, Vishwarupa Ishwaraha. That means Sagunam Brahma, that is kept in the king's mind. And for this Vaishvanara Atma, the following limbs are there. What are those? Murda Yeva Sutejaha. The heaven is the head of the Vaishvanara. So what is the mistake committed by the students? And what is the correction by the king? The students, the mistake, they thought the heaven is the whole Vaishvanara. One of them said the whole Vaishvanara is heaven. Whereas the king corrects, the heaven is only a part, the head of the Vaishvanara. And then in Mundaka Upanishad, also in the last sutra, Rupa Upanyasacha was quoted. Agnir Murdam Chakshushi Chandra Suryav Dishaha Shrotre Vag Vivritascha Vedaha Vayuhu Pranaha Hridayam Vishwamasyam Padbyam Prithivi Hesha Sarva Bhudantaratma. So in Mundaka Upanishad also, it is the description of Vishwarupa Ishwara. We are now describing Chandogya, so let us not confuse. So here in Chandogya also, heaven is the head, Chakshuhu Vishwarupaha, sun is his eyes, only there are limbs. Then prana is Prithak Vartmatma, Vayu is here, is the prana, the breathing. And Sandehaha Bahulaha means space is a body, the central portion, actually it is, central portion of Vaishvanara. Bastihi eva raihi, the entire water principle, is the bladder of Vaishvanara. And prithivi eva padav, earth is the feet of Vaishvanara. In the Vishnu Sahasranama, same mantra, Dhyana Shloka, Bhupadav Yashanabihi. So most of the descriptions are from this mantra only. So all the six descriptions presented by the six rishis is presented as the limbs only of Vaishvanara, and Ashwapati also adds a few more. Uraha eva vedihi. It is further symbolism is given by Ashwapati. The chest of Vaishvanara is the like the altar of yagas, yajna vedihi, where they perform yajnas. And lomani barhihi, the chest hair is like the darbha grass. Hridayam garhapatyaha, the heart is like the garhapatya fire. There are various fires. When people do the Agnihotra and all that thing, various fires are all described. Actually, in the Vaidya Samskaras, I mentioned all these things during my other classes. So, Ahavani Agni, Garhapati Agni, all these things are all mentioned there. For each Agni, you do different rituals in them. And Manaha, Anvaharya Pachanaha, it is also another Agni. Mind of Aishwanara is like the Anvaharya Pachana, another fire. It's a separate Homakunda. And we'll use this description for later analysis. So I'm giving these names essentially to remember. Later analysis, we'll quote these names. And each one is going to be taken by the Purvapakshi. Not that we want to take. Purvapakshi takes all of them and he's going to bring all arguments. And finally, Asyam Ahavaniyam, Vaishwanara's mouth is Ahavaniya fire, which is used for homas. So if you remember, actually the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 32nd sloka, he said, Kalosmi loka kshayakrit pravriddha, lokan samahattum iha pravriddha, prithe pitvam bhavishyanti sarve, evastita pratyani keshu yodha. So in the Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga, Arjuna sees the Lord's mouth as fire. And all these Bhishma, Drona, they are all offered as oblations into the Lord's mouth. So the 11th chapter, the descriptions are taken by Krishna from here only also. So because most of the oblations are offered in the Ahavaniya Agni only, Ahavaniya fire. So in our day-to-day experience also, everything we put into what? Ahavaniya fire starts from when? Right from birth, the moment the child is born. Child starts eating from then onwards. The implication is what? None can be Vaishwanara self. None can be Vaishwasana self. They could be only part. So lastly, the benefit of Vaishwanara is also given in the Upasana. And it says, when the Vaishwanara Upasaka eats, he eats food, he's a Upasaka, he eats. It is as though the entire world eats. Because he is doing what Upasana? Virat Upasana, Vishwarupa Upasana. So when he eats, it is as if the entire world is eating. And it is said, this Upasaka not only eats through his own mouth, but also through the mouths of the entire creation, as it were. Why? Not only mouth, other senses also, if he hears, if he smells, if he tastes, any of them. Because here he imagines himself as Vaishwanara. This is called Ahangriha Upasana. This Upasana is called Ahangriha Upasana, where I imagine myself as Vaishwanara, Vishwarupa, or Virat Purushaha. And therefore, I am in everyone and every being because of my imagination. I am eating not only through my mouth, through all the mouths of the entire creation as though. Because yata yata upaste tadeva bhavati is our rule. As one meditates, so one becomes. And because of Vaishwanara Upasana, one learns to identify with the samashti, the total. I am not an individual anymore. I identify myself with the total, Vishwarupa, Virat. Therefore, sarveshu lokeshu, sarveshu bhuteshu, sarveshu atmasu, annam atti. He eats annam through all jivarasis. He eats food through all the jivarasis and all the mouths of all the jivarasis. This is one phala given in the first mantra of the 18th section of the fifth chapter. That is the previous mantra. What we are discussing in the second mantra, in the previous mantra, this phala is given. And sarva anna ashanam. Ashanam means eating. Eating food as it were through all the people. This is the first palam. And the second palam is, that is given in the third mantra of the 24th section of the same chapter. Tadyata ishika tulam agnau protam praduyetam evagum hasya sarve papmanaha praduyante eeta devam vidvan agnihotram juhoti sarva papa nashaha. That is the next palam. This upasaka will destroy all papams by Ishwara Praptihi. Because if Ishwara Dhyanam is done throughout the life, at the time of death, actually Krishna says in the 8th chapter, Yam Yam Vapismaran Bhavam Tyajatyante Kalevaram Tam Tame Vaiti Kaunteya Sadatad Bhava Bhavitaha Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Mamanusmara Yudhyacha Mayar Pitamano Buddhihi Mameva Yeshyasi Asamshayam. No doubt about it. If one thinks of the Lord at the time of death, he will attain Mameva Yeshyasi. He will reach the Lord only. Agnir Jyotiraha Shuklaha Shanmasa Uttarayanam Tatra Prayata Gachanti Brahma Brahma Vidojanaha. Again. So, Brahma Upasakaha Janaha Brahma Prapnoti. And this upasaka does Brahma upasana. Of course, not Nirguna Brahma. Understand that? Saguna Brahma. Upasana is also guna. But Vaishvanara or Virat upasana, Virat Rupa Brahma upasana. And therefore, he will attain what mukti? Krama mukti. And once he merges with the Lord, all the papams are destroyed. And that is said in this mantra through an example also. Here the Kshatriya king teaches the Brahmanas. Ashwapati Kshatriya teaches the Brahmana Darshis. And the meaning kept in mind is what? Vaishvanara Atma is Sagunam Brahman. And for this Vaishvanara, the various limbs are said. Vaishvanara Upasaka gains Kramamukti. And he will reach Ishwara. And all his papams are burnt like grass. Ishikaha. So Ishikaha means Ishikaha. Thulam agnav protam praduyetha. Means just as the Ishika grass, type of grass, are totally consumed by fire when they are thrown into fire. Similarly, sarve papmanaha praduyante. All the sins are consumed for the person who performs the Agnihotra sacrifice with the knowledge of the Vaishvanara self. If he does the Agnihotra, it has the Vaishvanara self with the knowledge of that, this is what will happen to him. So sarva anna ashanam and sarva papa nashaha are the benefits of this upasana. All this will be used actually to understand the Purvapakshi and Siddhanti's clarification later. And what is the controversy in this mantra now? After this story, everything is also nice. What is the controversy? We are then only if we can find a place in Brahma Sutra. Because of the two words, Vaishvanara and Atma. The word Vaishvanara, already there is a confusion between these two. And the word Vaishvanara has got three meanings. And Atma has got two meanings. So which one we should take? That is a problem. The first meaning of Vaishvanara is, it is the digestive fire known as Jataragni. Jataragni is the fire in the stomach. And the second meaning of Vaishvanara is the fire element. Element fire. Bhuta Agni. Panchabhutas. One of the Panchabhutas. So Jataragni is inside. And Bhuta Agni is outside. And the third is Agni Devata. That means the invisible, the conscious principle that presides over the Agni. And it is called Devata Agni. So Bhuta Agni is visible, Devata Agni is invisible. And the other word is Atma. So this is for three words for Vaishvanara and three meanings. And the other word is Atma. And to add confusion, it also has the two meanings. One is Jivatma, another is Paramatma. So the samsari miserable Jivatma and the asamsari sarvajnaha Paramatma, these are the two meanings for Atma. So in this mantra, both these words are used. Vaishvanara is used and Atma is Vaishvanara. Atma has this universal form. That is what is said here. So which meaning should we take is our question now. So we conclude that it is nothing but Paramatma or Brahman only. Vaishvanara Atma is Brahman. And the reasons are all given in this Adhikarana. And Vyasacharya establishes that it is Upasyam Brahma only. And Vaishvanara is not one of the other four. What are the other four? Jivatma, Jataragni, Bhutagni, Devatagni. It is not any of those four. And he should give reasons for this conclusion also. Who? Vedavyasa. So first we will take up the general analysis of this first sutra. Here he says, Vaishvanara is Brahman only. And the reason is what? There is no doubt. The Upanishad uses a general word with many meaning to cause confusion. Of course, it uses a general word. Atma is sadharana shabdaha. Sadharana is common word. Even though they are general words, in later portion, the teacher gives a specific meaning to avoid confusion. The description gives specific meaning to the general word. See, a general word will have only a general meaning mostly, but here the description gives a specific meaning to the general word. So the Vishwarupa Varnanam is given, and this can never fit into Jataragni. Bhuta Agni is Ekarupam. It is not Devata Agni. Therefore, the main reason can belong to Brahman only and not to anything else. And this is the meaning of the sutra. Now we'll go to the word analysis. And there are two words here. One is Vaishvanaraha And another is sadharana shabda visheshat, one compound word. And we have to supply again three more words. The third word, there is the Brahma. So we have got now three words now total in the sutra. Vaishvanaraha one, sadharana shabda visheshat two, and we have to add Brahma. Then the meaning will be what? Vaishvanaraha, the word used in which mantra? Second mantra, 18th section of 5th chapter of Chandogya. We have to specify it because it is used in different senses, different places. For example, if you take Katopanishad, Vaishvanaraha pravishati atithir brahmano grihan. Who says, when Nachiketas enters Yamadharmaraja's house, Yama's wives tell him, when a brahmana guest enters, it is like Vaishvanara, the Bhuta Agni, the fire entering. So he has to be taken care of very well, otherwise the place will be destroyed. Therefore, here, when we talk of Vaishvanara, it refers to the second mantra, 18th section of his chapter of Chandogya. That's the specific mantra. So the next word is Brahma. Brahma, it is nothing but Ishvara or Sagunam Brahman only. In Brahma Sutra, Ishvara is called the Brahman only. So we have to supply the word Brahma. Therefore, Vaishvanara is Brahman. And what is the reason? We go to the third word. Third word is what? Sadharana Shabda Visheshat. This also is a compound word. This has three words actually. Sadharana, Shabda, and Visheshat. Shabda means a word, a padam. And Sadharana Shabda means what? General word. Vague word. General means vague word. Here when Vyasacharya says Sadharana Shabda, he keeps actually two words in mind. One is Sadharana Shabda, that defines Vaishvanaraha. Why? Because it has three meanings and therefore it is confusing. Sadharana Shabda is confusing word. Vaishvanara has got three meanings, so it is confusing. And another Sadharana Shabda is Atma. For those two vague words, Visheshat, the Upanishad itself gives Vishesha means specific meaning, Vishesha meaning. So Vishesha Artha, it gives, Upanishad itself gives. The Upanishad is not confusing. Final meaning of Sadharana Shabda is, Sadharana Shabda Visheshat is, because the Upanishad gives a specific meaning to the two general words, namely Vaishvanara and Atma. And Vyasacharya does not say what is the specific meaning, and we should understand the specific meaning as Brahma or Vishwarupa Ishwaraha. So the compound word, Sadharana Shabda Vishesha, it should be split as what? Sadharanav plus Shabdav. So Sadharana Shabdav, this Karmadharaya Samasa actually. And Sadharana Shabda Yoho Vishesha. So Satim Tadpursha. So because of the specific meaning given to the general word, and therefore Vaishvanara is equal to Brahma only. And when Vyasacharya says specific meaning, what is the portion that he keeps in mind? Yesterday itself I told. Only the person who wrote knows what he has in mind. So mantra 5.18.2, the second mantra, 18th section, 5th chapter of Chandogya, the Visa, particularly, Murdaiva Sutejaha, Chakshur Vishwarupaha, Vaishvanara has got heaven as head, sun as the eye, Akasha as the body. So this specifies the meaning of Vaishvanara. So with this now the first sutra is over. So the sutra artha is what? Vaishvanara is Brahman. Because the specific meaning of Virat Brahma is given in the two general words. Specific meaning is given for two general words, Sadharana Padas. Now Shankaracharya gives two more reasons also to prove Vaishvanara is Brahman. Already one reason is given, namely because of the specific description. Now he says the two additional reasons are, what are those? One is because of the particular phalam, the specific result given for this upasana. Namely what? Sarva anna ashanam and sarva papa nashaha. These are two phalams possible only for Vishwarupa upasana. By Jatara Agni Upasana, Arbhuta Agni Upasana, Devata Agni Upasana, that's not possible. In all the other Upasanas, only a portion of the papas will be removed. But if you want all the papas should go away, that is why, for example, Shanishwara and all we worship for various things. The astrologer tells, do Shani Preeti. That Devata can destroy the papas due to Shani Dosha only. If it is Ragu Dosha, one has to go to Rahu Shanti. So any devata upasana will remove only particular doshas. Whereas if one does Ishvara upasana, all the doshas will go. That is why the special Navagraha Puja, etc. are only of later origin. In many temples, the Navagraha shrines are later addition only. Previously, the Navagraha worship was not overemphasized because once you have the prime minister as your closest whatever person or president, why do you need to go to any MPs or senators? Therefore, when Lord is worshipped, it includes everyone. Akashat pratidantoyam yata gachati sagaram sarvadeva namaskaraha ishwaram pratigachati. Any namaskara that one does to any devata ultimately goes to Ishvara only. Therefore, if one does Ishvara namaskara, it is equal to sarva devata namaskara. Therefore, sarva papa nasha is possible only by Ishvara namaskara. Therefore, here Vaishvanara should mean Ishwaram, then only sarva papa nasha is possible. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinasya yaparasamaheshwaraha purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadhaya purnameva avashishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi.